Hey there, it's Paula here. I just wanted to let you know that I have a brand new free live masterclass coming up to help you to shoot smarter, not harder. And that's with personal brand mini sessions. Now, I have had so much success in running these mini sessions that I want to share with you how you too can optimize your time and really streamline your energy to help you to make more in your business. And this is by generating nearly a month's worth of income in one single shoot day. So if you want to learn how to do that, my friend, make sure you jump in because these masterclasses are only going to be live just for a couple of days. So it's paulabrennaneducation.com/mini-masterclass. That again is paulabrennaneducation.com/mini-masterclass. And I'll also pop a link into the show notes for this episode for you so you can jump in live and learn for free with me. I'll see you in there. Welcome, friend, to the business of personal brand photography. My name is Paula Brennan. I am a photographer, a little humble photographer from Sunshine Coast in Australia. And I love bringing my 23 years of experience in this industry to you, particularly if you're currently a portrait or wedding photographer and you're looking to move out of there to come into a different space and be creatively challenged and work with different types of people, then I love to share my knowledge because that is my background. I've come from weddings, I've come from portraits, and now I get to enjoy the personal branding space. And it's epic. It's beautiful. There's so many great clients here. And particularly if, like me, you have advanced in years and you're past the baby years and past chatting to brides and grooms, then this can be really rewarding because I get to work with so many women who are just sort of on my level, and men too. Sorry, I'm not meaning to exclude you boys, but really it's just about working with people who you share similar values with and who are at similar stages in their business. And that is that they are super passionate about making their businesses work. And the fact that you are here, I can tell that you are super passionate about making your business work too. And today what I wanted to do was try and just shake it up a little bit and do something a little bit more off the cuff and a little bit more fun. And what I want to do is share with you 50 ways that your clients can use their personal brand photography. Now, I think it's really easy to get caught up in the doing, and sometimes really easy to get caught up in how to shoot it and how to sell it and how to pose it and all that sort of stuff, that you can forget about the value of the content for the final end user, which is your client. And so I think oftentimes in the process, you can forget about educating them about how they can use their photos too. And I love the idea of looking at all the different ways where people can use their photos, because I think then as the artist, it helps you when you understand the context of where the photos are going to be used or where they could be used. It helps you to be able to create for those individual platforms as well and create for that final end use. Back in the commercial days, do you know, like a commercial photographer would be booked and they would know that this photo is going on the side of a billboard and they'd know the specs of it and they'd understand where potentially the text and all of that kind of thing would be used. And I think when you move into personal branding, sometimes it's just easy to forget that that's the final end use is usually in some sort of a marketing capacity. And so today I just wanted to open the doors a little bit to some ideas on how you can help your clients or how you can educate them or how you can shoot for them to be able to use in many, many different ways. So let's jump in, shall we? Now, the first one is the Facebook profile photo. Now, we all know that little round box that sits in the top of our phones or it sits in the screen of the Facebook profile. So that is the first place that your clients can use their photos. Obviously, it's just more likely to be a headshot, but think about ways that you can help to create a dynamic image for them that's really going to help them to step out and look different on that platform. Now, the second one is the website homepage banner. So you think about on someone's website, it's typically speaking going to be a horizontal sort of style of image. So you need to make sure that you leave space on the left and the right, but that is a really, really important photo for your clients to have in their bank of images. Number three, Instagram profile image. Now, some people like to duplicate and use the same profiles. I like to educate my clients to have different personalities on different platforms. So think about the style of image that your client might need to really showcase their personality on Instagram. Number four, the website about me photo. Now, this typically is going to be the photo that's going to help them to really connect who they are to their clients. So what are ways that you can do that in your posing, and what styles of images can you create for them for that about me photo? Number five, business cards. Now, only certain professions still use business cards, but they are still a popular thing that I have to photograph for. So think about the elements that are needed for a website photo. Is it going to be a plain black drop? Is it going to be a photograph with depth so that it doesn't compete with the font and the text over the top? Or is it going to be a clean cut shot so you can put it on a high key or maybe on a black backdrop or a gray backdrop in order to be able to help your clients to have a really dynamic business card image? Number six, the LinkedIn profile photo. Now, LinkedIn, typically speaking, is probably a little bit more of a corporate-y, style-y kind of vibe, but that doesn't need to be your client. So how can you help them to stand out on their LinkedIn profile? Number seven, the Pinterest profile image. Again, totally different personality, totally different tribe that hangs out on Pinterest. What can you do to make sure your clients have a really stunning image for that beautiful platform? Number eight, a landing page. So this could be a sales page where you need to drive attention to a particular offer. So workshop that with your client, find out exactly what they need and make sure that this image really captures attention. Number nine, logo. Now, some people will use their images within their logo, or they might get a graphic artist to manipulate. So how can you creatively come up with new ideas for your clients to be able to integrate within their logo or their new logo? Number 10, the Facebook banner. Now, obviously this is a little bit of a pain of a shot because it's a long, skinny one. So you might need to think more about how you create this shot for your clients, or maybe even a montage of shots for them, but it is still a really big important one for their business pages. The email newsletter banner. So if people are regularly sending communication, do they need a photograph at the top of that email that they're sending out? Make sure you ask the question. The YouTube profile photo. So this, if your client is running YouTube, you need to make sure that you create a stunning image that gets attention, but people will recognize who they're going to be watching. Insta Reels. So new one, you might find that your clients need a dynamic set of different images for their Insta Reels. So how can you help them to be able to create curious and entertaining or educational content using your images in their reels? Online course pages and notes. If you've got a course creator that you're working with, they most likely will need lots of different images to integrate within their course pages. So make sure you ask the questions about the content, where it's laid out, and how you can help them to get eyeballs in the right places for their students. The email signature, we all know it well. It's at the bottom of most of the emails that we're receiving. Does it need to be there for your client? And if so, how can you make sure that it's a beautiful photo that they're going to want to proudly display down there? Proposal PDFs for their new clients. A lot of the time, these might just be detail shots, so they don't necessarily need to have heads in them, but make sure you workshop this with your clients so that you can make sure all of their needs are met when they're giving out PDFs to their clients. Facebook posts. Well, look, of course, there's so many different styles of posts that they can do, but ask your clients, what types of posts do they want to do more of? What gets the most engagement, and create more of those images with them? Slideshows. A lot of your clients may use these for their marketing purposes, so make sure if they're running paid ads or using any kind of slideshows that you know what images they need in order to be able to make them super wow. Magazine advertisements, or even called advertorials. A lot of the time this is used to help to get people PR or marketing or advertising as well. So make sure that you are asking your clients if there's anything coming in the future in this space so that you can make sure that your images are magazine worthy. Product or package catalogs. A lot of the time your clients who are the personal brand will have products that they sell as well. So you need to be able to make sure that you integrate these as part of the photo shoot so that you can meet their catalog needs. Messenger profile. Now, a lot of the time this might be the same photo that's on their Facebook account, but if they're using their private account for their Messenger and their business account for their business Facebook profile, you might need to be creating different photos for each of those. So make sure you ask the question about their Messenger profiles. Lead magnets. A lot of the time clients are going to be using lead magnets to grow their audience. So you need to make sure that they've got beautiful images to be able to spruik inside of that of them and maybe their products as well. website contact page. So on a lot of the people's websites, they are going to have a contact page. Some will just have the business building or something like that. But when you're working with personalities, it's important that this page sings enough to make people part with their private information. Personalizing the FAQs page on the website. Most of the time, FAQs can be really, really boring. So why not see if you can jazz it up for your clients by having custom personality-driven images to accompany their FAQs? Online shops. Well, we all know that if you're selling something online, you need to make it visual. So online shops, if you've got a client like that, they are going to need plenty of content from you. Lead box or a pop-up box on a website. So a lot of the time these days, most websites will have some sort of triggered lead box, but it can be really annoying if it just says, give me, share with me, get your thing. So if you can create a personality style image that makes people kind of feel a bit good about parting with their email address, then I think that this is a really worthwhile shot to create for your clients. Pinterest posts. Well, it goes without saying, Pinterest is a visual image-based platform. So how many different images can you create for your clients if they want to have a presence on Pinterest? Resume or CV. Well, you might think that it's only for small businesses, but I can't tell you how many people I photograph that are in the corporate world or climbing through the corporate ladder. And so they obviously will need a gorgeous photo for them for their resume or CV. So make sure you're creating those all important headshots for them at the same time. Thank you cards. Snail mail isn't dead and people love to get cards. So why not suggest to your clients to be able to send physical cards to their clients, perhaps at Christmas or just to say thank you for joining or whatever it is. It's a really fantastic way for your clients to utilize their photos in an old school way. Blog post cover images. It's really important that the subject matter is related to that photo and that it makes me want to click and open that blog post. Gifts for email newsletters. Of course, you can go onto Giphy and find celebrities in gifts, but why not help your clients create their own? Phone, contact, or e-business cards. This is the new medium, people. Paper business cards are moving away. The e-business card is where it's at. Ads or banners on the side of buses. I joke about this with some of my clients, but I see my photos driving around town all the time on the sides and the backs of buses. Newspapers. Now, if your client is super savvy, they might be able to get themselves featured in a newspaper. Book covers. If your client is a writer, then they are going to need an amazing photo from you to help people to pull that book off the shelf. Press kit. If your client is working with a PR manager or even if they're doing it themselves, they need a good selection of images in their press kit. Instagram posts. I mean, we all know it. It is the photography social media platform. You've got reels, you've got carousels, you've got stories. Your clients need it all. Gift certificates. Now, if your client is giving away gift certificates or selling them, why not create personal imagery that can make it really, really special for the person receiving? YouTube video covers. We all know those thumbnails that make us want to open and watch a video. Make sure that your clients stand out and get attention. Facebook ads. Well, this is such a huge topic, but there are so many different images that are necessary in order to be able to make a campaign work with paid advertising. Facebook is a tricky platform, but if you can help your clients to nail it, they are going to thank you because the ROI is going to be massive for them. Infographics. If your client is in the education space, your images can be great and helpful for them to do for teaching, for learning, for all sorts of platforms. Pull-up banners. If your client is going and speaking on stage or doing events, pull-up banners are a great way for them to get attention or for people to follow them. Podcast cover images for all the people creating great, helpful content through the podcast platform. Blog post illustration photos. For your bloggers that need to break up content, to illustrate certain points, and to really make sure that the message is read really easily. Price lists and brochures. Well, obviously, if your client has some products or if they're using brochures in their business, they're going to need you to create content that helps them to sell their wares. Presentation slide decks. If your client is presenting on stage or doing webinars or that kind of training online, then they are going to need your images to illustrate what they're teaching. LinkedIn posts. If your clients are using this platform, then they're going to need to stop the scroll and they need your images to help them to do it. promotional videos. As much as your clients will need video footage, they may also integrate some still images into their promotional videos. Press releases. There's no doubt about it. Great images are definitely going to push your clients to the front of the line, so hopefully their issues get shared. Customer testimonials. Oftentimes, it has so much more weight if there's a great image next to those testimonials. So if your clients don't already have them, why not suggest you take quick photos of their best clients? Now, that was a long list, but we got there. I'm hoping that this little fun episode just helps you to really blow your mind and think about all of the possibilities and all of the ways that you can be creating with your clients. I'll see you in the next episode.